I think it sounds like a good thing. Can't hurt. Keeps everybody informed, everybody on the same page, the students and the parents. I think it's a good thing.
East District School Board member Dr. Teresa Harris-Tigg reacting favorably to the assembly idea. Common Council President Darius Pridgen introduced the resolution to hold mandatory assemblies at all city schools at the start of the new school year, allowing parents or guardians of students to attend. That measure was unanimously approved last week by council members. Now it would be up to the school board to consider. Harris-Tigg tells WBFO News it wasn't something she previously considered.
But I guess when I think back, being a former student of Buffalo Public Schools, we used to have assemblies. Parents would come. I don't know if they were called parent assemblies, but we certainly had lots of them, and parents would be there.
Parent involvement has been named as a key factor in the troubled school district. Under Pridgen's recommendations, the assemblies would outline district policies regarding parent involvement and engagement, code of conduct, and the parent portal. But it would also help to inform parents about issues like Common Core. Pridgen's resolution was sent to School Superintendent Pamela Brown and School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold. But Seals-Nevergold ponders if it would be enforceable.
That becomes the issue then. I think anytime you try to make something mandatory, is it enforceable? I certainly would like to see greater participation, I think, as all of us would, in parent activities and parent engagement school by school.
Nevergold says there are many other parent meetings, such as PTA and PTO sessions, and that many schools hold meetings designed as activities to engage both the parent and students. Nevergold referred to mandatory assemblies as old-fashioned. She noted that any meetings would have to be specifically designed for parents of students attending English language learner schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.